Now we're back. Moving on in the Igeres HaGra. So the Gra and the Shir is dedicated as a for Shlomo for our Yosef ben Zorhinda. The Gra wrote a letter to his wife and he tells her how to be mechanech the daughters. Specifically, we're going to get to the sons soon. He says to her, Hine yesh li kama sifrei musar im lashon Ashkenaz. I have a couple sifrei musar that are translated. And you should get the translation of the sifrei musar. And I have them actually translated in Ashkenaz. Yikru'uhu tamid. And you should be reading those books, those sfarim. Mr. Yossi Sharm. So Mr. Yossi Sharm translation, the first one apparently was not by Eretz Yisrael. Apparently there was a German translation or a Yiddish translation back in the times of the Gra. And he says that you should train the girls to read those sfarim. Right? So, v'chol shekem, v'shabbos, and for sure on Shabbos, you should have the daughters, the girls, read this Sifrei Musar. Kodesh Kadoshim, Shabbos is Kodesh Kadoshim. So we always refer to Shabbos as Shabbos Kodesh. The Gra says Shabbos Kodesh Kadoshim. New level, Kodesh Kadoshim. So I was thinking, what's the Bira Dabar? What's Pshat that the Gra calls it Kodesh Kadoshim? So I was thinking, maybe Pshat is because Shabbos is not subject to these rules of this world. Shabbos, for example, money that you spend on Shabbos is not part of the cheshbon. The way that one appreciates Shabbos is the more that they disconnect from this world. Shabbos is the glimpse into the next, right? Into the beyond. It's the Shabbos is not really, therefore it doesn't have the rules of this world. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was like that as well, right? The space, you know, you could put something in there and it didn't take up any space. Because the Kodesh HaKadoshim was not limited by those things which limit us in this world. And that's really the essence of Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the connection to a higher level, okay? So the, okay. So now, says the Gra, they should learn on Shabbos Musar. Luis, ask all of a Sifrei Musar. That's what you should do on Shabbos. So, you know, it's up to you to decide if the Ami magazine and the Mishpacha are Sifrei Musar. If they are, no problem. You can read them on Shabbos. If not, I don't know if the Gra would approve. And even the Ated, maybe.
But if they were Sifrei Musar,
Hine. So he's very machmir on that. Now, he didn't say that the girls have to learn Shnei Mikra Chatarim and that they have to learn, you know, Hilcha Shabbos. He didn't say that because girls and women are potter from the mitzvah of learning. So they don't have to do that. But Sifrei Musar is how to be a Yid. Sifrei Musar is the basic fundamentals of one's perfecting one's character. And that you have to do regardless of when it is. Behine tadrichi oisam tamid b'sifrei Musar. So in this one sentence, the Gra repeats himself three times that the girls have to learn a lot of Musar. It's pretty interesting. So I saw in the introduction to the Sefer, someone writes that we think of Rousseau Salanter was Mechadish Musar. I mean, look in the Igeres HaGra, it's way before Rousseau Salanter.
Not the girls.
And even the girls. Oh, you're saying
only
Okay, fine. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Now, what's the deal with learning Musar on Shabbos? So there in yeshivas, there's a famous comment which is made, which is you're not supposed to learn Musar on Shabbos because it's depressing. And you're not supposed to get yourself depressed on Shabbos. This is a common statement which I've heard numerous times from various different types of people on learning Musar on Shabbos. Now, there is a diuk to that source from Rav Elia Lopyan with a knitch. Don't think that Rav Elia Lopyan said don't learn Musar on Shabbos. If you know anything about Rav Elia Lopyan, I think the last thing he would say is to not learn Musar on Shabbos. So what do I mean? There's a diach like him. So Rav Elia Lopyan writes that in Kelm, what did he do in Kelm on Shabbos? Anyone know? What did they do on Kel on Shabbos, as far as Musa was concerned? You know, you don't know. In Kel, they used to learn the Sefer Torah Dvorah on Shabbos between Mincha and Ma'ariv. That was Aurelia Lapian's favorite Musa Sefer, the Torah Dvorah. I remember when we gave our Torah Dvorah shir, so there's a Yid that came here, Meir Valensky. So Meir Valensky is a grandson of Aurelia Lapian. And he came in with Aurelia's, with a Torah, there you go. So he came in, that's the Shabbos Musa Sefer. So listen to the story. So he came in with Aurelia Lapian's Torah Dvorah. Like, this is my Yerusha. Wow. You have Aurelia Lapian's Torah Dvorah. Aurelia Lapian says, that was in Kelm, the main Musa Sefer. So I saw the Sefer and I said, oh, well, I would think that Aurelia Lapian's Musa Sefer, Torah Dvorah, was ripped to shreds and you couldn't even hold the pages together. So I said, oh, it's in pretty decent condition. He said, yeah, this is the one he bought when he was 88 years old. He bought a new one. You know. So, Lemaisa, why did he learn Torah Dvorah on Shabbos? Because he says there, because he was afraid that some Musar Svarim Taka get you depressed. And Torah Dvorah, what it does is it shows you how you can reach levels of being similar to God. So what could be more elevating than that? And could be that it's with the spirit of Shabbos that helps you get there. It's good for the spirit of Shabbos that helps you get to those levels. So therefore, in Kelm on Shabbos, they specifically learned Musar, but they specifically learned Torah Dvorah, which is a different style Musar. I'm not telling you what you did wrong and you know, avoid this and avoid that. It's telling you, you have it within you to be similar to Hashem. The halach da b'drach, you can walk in the way of Hashem. If someone steps on your toe, so some Muslims would say, okay, little Musar, why did someone step on your toe? And yeah, find all your chatoim. And maybe because one time you used your toe and Chleis ran for an Avera, someone stepped on your foot. So that could be a little, you know. So what would Talmud Dvorah says? Someone stepped on your toe. It's an opportunity to ignore him. Gevaldik opportunity that you have. And then you can be done to Hashem. That Hashem allows things to happen. So therefore, he says, this Musar Sefer, you're supposed to learn on Shabbos. It's a very elevating, uplifting Sefer. How similar, how much you can be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was what Rabbi Eliezer used to say, learning Musar on Shabbos. However, L'maaseh Rabbi Aaron Cutler writes that someone that says that learning Musar is depressing, not understanding the point of Musar. The point of Musar is for self-improvement. So is doing exercise depressing? Or rewarding? When you feel soreness after you do exercise, do you feel like in pain or kind of you're relishing, you're like enjoying that pain? Like, I worked hard enough to get sore.
Right? A mix?
So.
I'm hard enough to get sore.
I think you feel good about it, right? So, to a certain degree. So, Rabbi Aaron is saying is that Musa is not someone yelling at you and like, Avram is saying he enjoys it. There you go. So the Musa is not, buddy, you're a horrendous person. Get your act together and start changing your life around. No. Musa is pointing out where you got to work on yourself. That midah that you have, you could uproot it. And if you get to a point that you're actually depressed about it, most people read Musar, don't get too depressed because they didn't, because you know they read the same Musar, talk about Gaiva, and they're like, yeah, that guy sits next to me, he really needs to work on this. I really should show him this paragraph. You know, it's really, you know, it's just crazy. But right, so most people aren't gonna bother getting depressed from the Musar because they don't really bring it in. But if you're a Zoicha, that you learn Musar and you get depressed from it. Oh, wow, what better feeling than that? What better feeling could there be that a Sefer Musar hit you to the point that, like, I have what to work on? I have a place that I can improve. I have something that this Sefer hit me in an akuda that is giving me a tool that I can become, I can be better. It's showing the person what midas you have, what where you can improve, what you do better. What so Musar, if it's just going to be slapping on the face, you know, punching you, getting you down, it's not the right way to learn Musar. What does this mean for me? How can I use the lesson that it says here to improve my own? Now, right? So Mamela says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Tzadi Beis, which is in Hilchos Shalosh Shudis. So he has a whole thing there in the Mishnah Berurah that you should, that it's a big problem when people schmooze too much in shul between Mincha and Meir. Because probably they're not discussing the latest Aruch Hayom HaKadosh, and they're probably not discussing, you know, the steer between the Ramban and Rashi. They're probably getting into things which they shouldn't talk about on Shabbos. So he says, rather, you should have kviyas to learn Musar, and that's what they should do at that time. So Mishnah Berurah, open Mishnah Berurah, paskins that you should learn Musar on Shabbos as well. Okay, everybody, sorry. But that's a little lesson from today. And that's it. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
Have a good night.
Good to see everyone back. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Thanks, Adam.
Good night.
Enjoy, Doc.